Hi, this is filmmaker BJ Colangelo, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
The Default Setting. This is your host, Jess Falstick.
And co-host, Gigi Chick.
And we are your audible resource for all things that make up who you are and what makes you tick. Today's guest on The Default Setting is my lovely friend, Tracy McFace.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good.
Have you done podcasts before?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done one.
Okay. I'm always interested because I have a lot of friends who are like podcast vets, and then I had last week like a podcast virgin, and I'm always like, it's kind of fun to see
how everyone which one are we going to get?
I start one myself, yeah. But I just feel like it's so saturated right now.
I mean, I think the ultimate thing is just having a unique premise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like there's a lot of people who talk about sports, and there's a lot of people who talk about shows. And there's a lot of people that talk about sex and beer and...
There seems to be a glut of people talking about what they hate in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I hate?
Just negative podcasts.
Living here.
You know what grinds my gears?
Schweppes. No kidding. I love
Oh
Schweppes.
My God, get the fuck out of here, DJ. So today we're going to be talking about Tracy's default setting, which is Manic Pixie Dream Girl. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yes. So I brought you two bingo cards if you want to look at. I
need a pen. Mark this. I'll just use salsa to mark off gummies. Oh, gummies. Oh my God. I forgot we have gummies. We have gummies.
And you can eat
we
them.
We have a variety of gluten-free snacks. So
yes.
If you're hungry at any point.
All the strawberry gummies.
Yeah. Go nuts. Go wild, girl. So yeah, we actually have a bingo card in front of us right now. That helps us identify the emotionally unavailable Manic Pixie Dream Girl. So I'm going to put a gummy down every time we either cover something or we identify something just kind of randomly. Gigi, I was talking to you on the way over. You had mentioned you are not familiar with the term.
I am not at all.
Okay.
I had never heard of the term.
It's Manic Pixie Dream Girl is like a Zooey Deschanel character. Pretty much a woman in an indie film that only exists to give the boring male lead like something to go after. Like she's pretty, she's carefree, she teaches him about indie bands. Think like 500 Days of Summer or that really, Garden State.
Oh, Natalie Portman and Garden State.
Yeah, Natalie
Garden
Portman.
State.
When she puts the headphones on his head and like, this is gonna change your life.
Yeah.
That is the quintessential Manic Pixie Dream Girl moment.
Got it.
And something that I've actually probably done many times.
No, how far back would you say this whole sort of like you fit the mold of MPDG?
Well, I think you gotta have no friends until like high school. You have to cultivate this weird personality. Not on purpose, obviously. But I'd say maybe about junior year of high school when I like switched off of like emo bands.
Nice.
And started getting into like the real weird shit.
Like what?
I think not weird. You're all gonna know the bands that I'm talking about, but like Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
And the Garden State soundtrack.
Oh my God.
So okay, listen. If all of this means I'm weird, so be it. The Garden State soundtrack is like my favorite soundtrack of all time. I love it.
Yep.
It's a great
hands
soundtrack.
Down.
Hands down.
Don't rewatch the movie though as an
no.
adult.
I will say I haven't watched it since I was probably 21. I think that was the last time I saw it.
I watched it, I want to say, for my 17th birthday because I could finally see R-rated films, so we went and saw it. I didn't know at the time that I was going to be like Natalie Portman in that film. It's just something that kind of happened.
When did you first realize you were that character? Like, was it before even the terminology had been developed and you were like, I know I'm this quirky girl and I know that that's a type, but like, how did it come about?
Yeah, it's the, I was quirky. I'm a serial monogamist. And when you're younger, you relate to these girls and you're like, yeah, I'd want to be just like them. That's awesome. And then as you become older, you start to realize, oh no, I'm a trope.
Did you identify with anyone when you were younger to kind of like model yourself after?
I think there was a point in the early 2000s where everybody wanted to be Zooey Deschanel. She had those bangs. Mm-hmm. She was dating the guy from
Death Cab.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Ben Gibbard.
Right. You couldn't get more than that. I think I've always liked retro-looking clothing.
Okay. She's looking fucking adorable today, by the way. Like, if you could not get more. She came in, she's like, I dressed the part. And I was like, holy shit, you did. And she's like, no, these are just my regular clothes. Like,
no, I just wore this today. And that's wearing, why,
like,
I'm wearing.
Beautifully, like, candy-striped flats with a kitty on them.
They do have wearing, cats on them.
This really super cute red dress with, like, a white collar. Like, she's just.
Peter Pan collars.
Yeah, like, there's a fetish website for exactly what she's got going. There's probably multiple fetish websites. What am I saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you, was Zooey Deschanel kind of the first one where you kind of were like, I want to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, I'm just like that. I think 500 Days of Summer.
Okay.
Seeing that movie and I was like, oh, wow, I'm summer. Oh, is that a good thing?
Right. Right. That is probably the first movie where I threw into question, like, sort of when a dude idolizes a girl, it sort of makes, it forces you to ask, like, is this really, like, who I want to be, or is this really healthy? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because you do kind of assess after the fact that, like, that wasn't healthy on his
yeah. And I think that's what led me now to have a relatively normal, slightly boring partner.
Okay.
It was after, you know, dating musicians and artists and generally unreliable people. I was just like, okay. This guy is an IT professional who listens to really boring music. I think I'm safe this time.
So you felt safe from what emotional harm, like mm-hmm. your heart being broken? Because that's what had happened with like the musicians and stuff.
Less expectation to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, less flakiness.
Okay.
Cause
more reliable, like more steady. More,
mm-hmm, yeah. Not going to like fuck a groupie. Yeah. You know? Without asking.
Right. Without having that conversation. At what point did you realize you were past, like, you wanted something more stable?
The last relationship I had before my current one was with a married man because, you know, we make good decisions.
Yeah, we've all been there.
And we did all the stereotypical things. Like, I took him to the lake to watch the sunset. We went to a concert for the guy who did the soundtrack for Amelie, the French Manic Pixie Dream
what?
Girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe I am this person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
She's discovered, like.
But it. Yeah, this is, like, really weird. Okay.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, the, oh, your wife is boring and you need someone who listens to music like you to hang out with and talk about your feelings.
I understand you.
Yeah, and when that ended, he got super creepy and like just like, oh, I thought we were friends and how dare you leave me. And I realized that the time that I had known this man before we had started seeing each other, that he was seeing me in that light, that manic pixie light, which led to us hooking up. And once that ended and I realized how unhealthy it was, I was just like, I need to retire from this shit.
Yeah. And so have you found yourself branching away from that in some ways, but keeping some of the others? Because, I mean, we've talked about, like, aesthetically, you've got very mm-hmm. much still, like, the clothes and that kind of thing. I mean, is it... Do you find yourself moving away from it at all? Or do you find yourself, I mean, what's, because you did mention you wanted to kind of stop being.
I think it's like any sort of addiction
okay.
where you think that you're clean, but you still realize you have little things that sure. hark back to it, like the clothing
sure.
or still dating artists despite
right, despite your better judgment.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember where the term Manic Pixie Dream Girl came from? I remember reading about it, but I don't remember now.
There was an article that came out, I'd say maybe late early aughts. Wow.
Art.
Like maybe 2008, 2009, where somebody realized, it was a think piece, and they were just like, all of these women in these movies have no personality other than whimsy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where they coined the phrase.
Yeah, because it was something about, too, that they were very, like, as you've sort of said, you never find out who they truly are other than in the eye of the...
Yeah, it's just the main character's, yeah. like, ideal girl.
Right, and...
Yeah, so they're, like, their primary existence in whatever film is just completely centered around the protagonist right. male character.
To serve and
yeah.
drive that.
There's no buildup of storyline around yeah. that character, but she's just there
it's
to,
just that
to help
she's
the
fun.
Other.
Yeah. I found the article.
Okay.
So, film critic Nathan Rabin coined the term after observing Kirsten Dunst in Elizabethtown.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So around 2005, 2006.
That's why I had a red knit hat for a while.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's, you know, she makes him a playlist. She teaches him getting in touch with his feelings. Same thing in Garden State. The quote is, she exists solely in the fevered imagination of sensitive writer-directors to teach broodingly soulful young men to embrace life and its infinite mysteries and adventures.
So do you have, I mean, is there kind of some resentment there from the fact that, like, the person that is sort of, again, it's just there to sort of serve dudes and sort of serve, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is there some resentment there?
Yeah, and I think that's why I, quote-unquote, retired from it. Mm-hmm. Because there is a point where you find yourself in relationships and you're just like, oh, is it me that he likes, or is it that I'm helping him see the world in a brand new light?
Right, and this could be anyone with, you know.
Yeah, it could be any girl that's helping him through this right now.
Right, what's unique, you know, what's unique about you sort
yeah.
of thing. Yeah. I mean, do you, I always hate my ability to remember, like, I have like a million questions. This is why I interrupt so much, because I'm like, I have a question, and if I go more than 5 seconds without asking it, I'm going to totally fucking forget it.
Well, I have a random one.
Yeah, please do.
So, I don't know if this type of character in film would fall under this specific category, but I mean, do they have to dress the part and be that very like whimsical personality, or can they just be a female character, no basis around her character or like general information given about her, but she's there and kind of pushing the plot line forward?
I think she needs to have like a
that specific
spiritual
vibe.
Kind of connection, like...
Okay.
Yeah, no discernible, like, inner life, no personality, just there to guide him and be quirky.
Okay. So, like, quirky is kind of a...
Quirky is a big...
That common aspect.
And I'm going to keep saying that word.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, you know,
other
examples that maybe I... Because I, since I didn't know of this term before
right.
tonight...
I like that every movie, though, that I'm bringing up, you're like, oh, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's, like, bothering me, but at the same time, like, no, I don't care.
I'm cool with that.
I'm fine.
Hey, let's take a minute to check out our Manic Pixie Dream Girl bingo card and see if there's anything, one or two things. Let's see if we can mark, I'm going to mark mine with fruits next.
Oh, yeah. Can I?
Yeah, here's, I'm going to just hand it over to you.
Okay.
All right, so I can definitely mark karaoke. On the karaoke is a space on the emotional.
So we're just
level.
Marking what we've what
yeah,
we can.
Yeah,
what you think you are.
Karaoke. Yeah, so karaoke is definitely
oh.
me.
Definitely, you know, Brain the Boy. I think the best example of the karaoke would be Lost in Translation.
Oh my god. I loved that so much. So I own the movie and I loved it so much that when I went to Japan, we went to the actual karaoke, not just the karaoke place, but the karaoke room. I requested specifically the karaoke room they had where they wore the wigs and sang Peace, Love, and Understanding because that's how much I was obsessed with that scene. What did you mark on yours so far, Jeej?
I'm like marking the whole board.
Oh, no. Oh my God, this is so amazing. What is happening right now? This is so amazing that you didn't even know that this personality existed, and then you're suddenly realizing that you're this person.
Okay, so, yeah. So I'm just marking things that I'm like, oh, I connect with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to talk? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want
to. Oh, God, yeah, that would take hours. So here's the first one. Bursts into tears in the grocery store. Now, this isn't necessarily a regular occurrence, but definitely has happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And could very easily happen again.
I think it has to be something that's random. Like, I saw some Teddy Grahams and bears are just so cute. Or like a song.
Oh, so something more like really like surfacey?
Oh, see, mine are like, yeah. I hear a song in the grocery store and just start weeping. Okay, because
that still works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fell asleep suddenly.
Yep.
Give her a ride to urgent care. But except for when it's in the middle of the night and no one wakes up, and then you have to pay thousands of dollars to get a joyride by an ambulance.
Oh my God.
Eating ice cream instead of talking about feelings. Obscure references. Oh, for sure.
You don't have to do them all right now. We can keep going back.
That's far. Like already a handful, so I'm kind of scared.
All I have so far, and we're going to come back to this, are fell asleep suddenly, loves animals more than most people, and karaoke.
Definitely, like, animals more than most people. I've got a small dog, and that is my child.
Aww. You have two, right?
I do. The other one is the redheaded stepchild.
I was going to say, it's the black sheep, literally, because the dog is black.
Yes.
And long-furred.
Yeah, and you have Schmeef.
I have Schmeef. I don't talk. It's weird. I haven't talked about my children yet here on the podcast. I feel like a bad mother. They're usually... people's core values are generally not, there's not a Venn diagram overlap for let me talk about my cats. We talked about my pussy a lot the last, not mine, but pussies in general in the last, we just kept saying labes in the last episode. Just lots and lots of labes. Labes everywhere all the time, beef all day
curtains.
Long. Beef curtains.
It just keeps going.
I want to keep going just to like watch your reaction, just like, just over here quietly.
Sometimes I'm just sitting here and I'm like, I feel very British suddenly and very reserved.
Minge. And shit, what else do they say? Quim? They say quim. There's all kinds of weird ass British slang. I learned all the weird British slang for vagina, and then I started doing jokes. You were with me that night. I was doing jokes at the Saxenheim, and I was like, I'm going to do some British vagina jokes now. And everyone's like, okay. And I was like, hey, do you think if a woman pulls her groin, it's called a mingery? And then like, five people were like, bah, bah, bah. And I was like, no, you don't have to do that. That's fine.
They're like, I think I'm going to get this later and it's going
to
be funny.
Yeah. I'm going to Google that shit and it's all going to be fine. Do you want me to move this over so you can
just stuff my mouth.
Yeah. Go nuts.
Lots of good chewing noises.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. And that's the thing. Like I don't, because the thing is, because we start recording at 6 and so I get off work at 5.
This is literally my dinner.
And so yeah, this is dinner and it's like, well, I can either make crunching noises or I can die because I killed everyone and then shot myself from hunger.
Yeah, I've seen Jess hungry a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Do they always mean?
You're not mean, but you could eat. I mean, you could kill.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you could easily go there.
I would eat this table.
It's like, let's get this woman a table.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad news. I don't know what my thing. I don't know if it's like.
Sounded like Oprah when I said that.
Rural upbringing. It's a rural upbringing.
I got you a table.
Let's
go a table.
Yep. I do that when I bring people up on stage too. Like, I don't really know what to do. And like, you're supposed to be like right by the stage when I call you up. And some people will be sitting at the back of the room and I'll just be like, please give it up for Jim Lucca. And then I have to wait for him to like come up because it's like, it takes 5 minutes to walk to the fucking stage. So you said it was around what, like late elementary, early high school when you started to realize that you were kind of falling into this category of quirky girl. Esque-dom, or was it a choice? Was it like, I mean, what, how did any of this evolve?
I think I just tumbled into it. Like, there is a different world where I turned into like an anime fan instead, but luckily somebody gave me a Dashboard Confessional CD when I was 12 and I was just like, oh, I get it.
I relate to that. I never was emo. I think I was too old. Like, emo wasn't a thing yet. We had goths, but we didn't have emo yet.
Yeah, we didn't have goths. It was
you
just
didn't have
emo.
Goths. Yeah. So like, goth was like 10 years, or just like around 10
Some
years.
Some guy at the bus stop called me emo one time, though. Because
well, I mean, you wear all black, well, and And well, you're apparently that. Closet Manic Pixie Dream Girl, so.
Well, I was like a barista at the time, and I literally, my uniform was all black head to toe. And I was just waiting at the bus. And
did
this,
you have like the white belt?
No. That was, no, I wasn't one of those emos. But this is one of, this is when I wasn't even emo.
Those emos.
Those emos.
We're going to listen to this podcast in 5 years and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you got away with saying that.
I got those 10 unfriend requests.
Those emos, just like that. Oh,
but
God.
Yeah, this crazy guy at the bus stop was like, you're gothic. And I was like,
gothic is very different.
And I looked at him and he's like, you're wearing all black. You're gothic. And I was like, goodbye, sir. He might as well have been.
Oh my God.
He was a character. Let's just say that.
Yep. So sorry, podcast land. You're going to hear me eat shit or I'm going to kill everybody. That's how it works. Some of you do drugs. I eat.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think maybe the anime thing leaded into it too, because okay. You have girls like Sailor Moon where they're just kind of sleepy, love to be cute, mm-hmm. and then they're given a power where all of a sudden they've got to save the world.
Yeah. And it's funny because like back when my hair was like crazy colors and plus I do my eyes like giant, everyone's like, oh, you must be. And so I would get like called Manic Pixie Dream Girl a lot, but I was telling Gigi on the way over here, like Manic Pixie Dream Girls very often don't have their like personal shit together.
Oh, no, not
like,
at all.
They have the trash department and the cat who's barely been fed. And like you go into my house and it's just like, it's like 1984. Like there's like machines beeping and like everything's just very sterile because I have all my shit together. So.
Machines beeping.
Yeah. I mean, like they get out of my house and I'm just like, wow, like this big tornado. Like, do you consider, do you think there are varying subgenres of MPDG, like the extremely wild extroverted one and the introverted one? I mean, do you see that there's different subcategories?
I don't think there are subcategories.
They're pretty much the same.
I have a list here on my phone.
Do you think you fit sort of the textbook definition?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's not something it sounds like you're glad for necessarily?
Well, like I said, when you reach a certain age, cute things start to become kind of weird.
Okay. Like what?
I'm trying to...
Like what?
Well, for example, I'm 30 years old and I'm wearing a Peter Pan collar.
You wouldn't know it, though, because she looks 23. So, which, that's the thing. Ultimately, it just depends on what you look like. Like, if you look like you're 57 and wearing that, then yes, I probably would have the cops swing by the hood just to make sure.
I am bathing in young virgin blood, though. So that's the trick.
Damn it.
Beauty secrets.
If I weren't a vegan, I wouldn't have to. I eat. Lots of blood.
PETA's gonna douse us in blood when we leave here.
I know. No, I'll hold Brutus out like, no, look, he's my friend. It's fine. Brutus is like, please don't make me your blood shield.
There's your virgin blood.
Virgin blood. So as you sort of started to develop this like affinity for things that Manic Pixie Dream Girls have, when was like the actual, we might have already talked about this and I'm high and I just forgot, like the actual moment where you were like, oh fuck, I'm a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, I want to be less of this person? Or did you ever really have that realization? It was more about, oh fuck, I, you know, this is going on in my life and I want this to change. Was it ever?
Well, like I said, there was the affair at the end.
Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the pivotal moment where you were like done
with
it?
Yeah, I'm done. I was done with being the person that takes a man who seems down on his luck.
Okay.
And, you know, showing him that life is full of dreams and happiness and sunshine.
How long ago was that?
6 years ago.
Okay. So, and it really hasn't ever, like, you've never since then been like,
oh, no, I still do all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
All the time.
Okay. So you think it's, like, kind of built in. There's just nothing you can really do to resist against it. Yeah.
100%.
Is there, like, things that you do just to make it less, I guess, tumultuous, I guess, or tempestuous, like going forward, even though it's like if it's like something built into you where you can't resist that personality, do you at least try to, of your own volition, resist sort of the urges and your nature of like,
no, I think it's nature.
You embrace it.
I think
you
it's
just
nature.
Embrace it.
Like, right now I'm only eating fruit snacks and at home I would only eat real strawberries, fruits. Like I live
in the dead of winter.
I live off of sugar.
Yeah. And there's nothing that you want to change about that.
No.
At all. That's awesome.
I mean, it's what I am. And when you reach a certain age,
yeah,
I'm always going to like weird films and indie music. And if that means that men who wear glasses decide to write songs about me. I guess that's my curse.
Have you had a song written about you? Several songs written
Several.
About you? What? What the fuck? All right, so here's the thing. I know Tracy through former guest BJ Colangelo. And shout out, Beach. And she had told me that she got a song or several written about her. I'm like, what is going on that all these women... Have you... Wait, no, Gigi's nodding knowingly. Have you had songs written about you?
Not a good one.
Wait, but still! Come on!
It doesn't count. It was terrible. I did have a short novel, which is kind of contradictory to the term novel.
Right.
But I had a novel written about me by a stranger on the bus, and then I ended up meeting him, and it was, yeah. My best friend is actually obsessed with his work. She's like, this is the best writing I've ever read. I love this. So he did something right. It's just creepy for me to read it.
So I'm guessing he didn't, like, interview you for this. It wasn't like...
No, these were just literally based off of his observations of me on the bus as a complete stranger for, probably months.
I mean, that's an interesting writing exercise, but, yeah, a little creepy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get murdered when I leave here now. But anyways, he basically...
She's looking at the front door. Like, she just keeps looking at the front door like, oh, God, he's out there. I know it.
He literally, like, infiltrated my friend group. And then it got to this point where I was like, all y'all are crazy. Like, this guy needs to be cut out. Like, he's insane. Do you even realize what's happening?
This was after
you're all suckers.
The book writing?
Yeah.
And they were still like, yeah, no, he's cool. He wrote a book about you.
Yes. Well, I don't think all of them knew that. But, but still, it was a really creepy situation. That was one of the few times I had to, like, break up with a friend who wasn't that good of a friend.
Okay.
That was
just
weird.
Ghost.
No, I literally,
like,
a manic pixie.
He would not let me ghost him. I was like, this is so unhealthy. You're losing your mind, and I don't want to be murdered. Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever.
You don't know. That sounds like a textbook definition.
Jesus.
I saw a girl.
Oh, my God.
And she inspired me to write, and I just can't leave her.
No, wait. Yeah, so the guy was manic pixie dream guy.
Manic pixie dream. Oh, I've got one of those, too.
No, he sure is. Like, looking back on it, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He was the epitome. He was so smart, I couldn't even talk to him.
Did he have a fixed gear bicycle? And
tweed, mustache.
No, he couldn't grow one, probably. No. But tweed, and yeah.
Was wore
this
like
really
a newsy
tiny
cap.
Little bony.
You see what she's like doing
bony
the shoulder
fairy.
Dance right
I'm
now.
Doing this very flowy dance when I say that, but yeah.
That's really
anyways.
Unfortunate. I'm glad you're alive still.
I'm glad
he
didn't murder you. Actually, that's going to lead in to,
ooh.
I feel like the movie that brings this whole thing to a pinnacle, there is a movie, when did it come out? A movie that came out in 2012, Ruby Sparks. It's a Paul Dano film, and it is about a man who is writing a novel. He's a novelist. And he finds a girl that seems like it is ripped out of the pages of his book. And as it goes on, he realizes that as he writes, she's gaining things that he writes about. So he literally brought this manic pixie dream girl to life by writing about her. And
it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, wow. It ends with like her being like, finding out that she's made up and being like, I don't want to be a part of your life. And he realizes to live a normal life without... like, all the trouble that's been going on, that he has to let her go. He has to actually let the trope go to live a new life.
And is that sort of like, how did that resonate with you?
It was interesting to see because it reminded me, Paul Dano's character reminded me how men previously in my life would see me. As nothing but this pixie type person.
Mm.
And is that Paul Dano, the actor?
There Will Be Blood.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He freaked my shit out in There Will Be Blood.
He scares me.
Yeah. Yeah, he freaked me the hell out. Not as bad as Daniel Day-Lewis, but Daniel Day-Lewis terrifies me in everything he does.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a terrifying man.
Daniel Day-Lewis looks like what people thought Morrissey was going to look like in the 80s. Like, we're like, oh, he's going to be handsome, and now we're just like,
it's a
oh,
weird
no.
day and age that now, like, fucking Morrissey is problematic. Like, he used to be the, like, fucking be-all, end-all, like, for MPDGs. He was very much, like, an icon for them,
yeah.
And now he's, like, problematic.
Do you want to listen to the Smiths?
I know, that's 500 Days of Summer. Holy
right.
shit. All right, so let's take a bingo break. Let's see what else we got going on here. I'm going to grab my fruit snacks. I'm going to go with, okay, so I don't wear them, but my boyfriend just bought me one the other day, enamel pins. I have a Pusheen enamel pins on my desk now.
I have a coat that's covered in them and a banner that are my spare pins. And I might just be a hoarder, but.
Be that as it may.
Let's see here. She knows about that movie you like, but no one else does. That one for sure.
That's a good one. Abrupt change in hairstyle. That's me.
Cutting 100%. Off your hair when
you're sad. Yes.
That's all a big hair. One.
Here's a major one for you. Doesn't think she's actually one.
Oh, shit. Now I got to mark it.
Mic drop.
All right. Well, no, I do think I'm one because I actually did title myself MPDG with OCD the other day. So.
Oh, she's mad about your terrible shoes.
Ugh.
Yep. Do you have a bingo yet, or is it just like you have a bunch on the
board? I had a bingo like an hour ago.
The worst thing is when I made this bingo.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah, I made it.
This is amazing.
It was a thing going around on Instagram for a while to make bingo. And I based it on myself because, you know. But when I first posted it on Instagram, the first three likes were like my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's true, isn't it?
You just really nailed yourself. Like, you just hit it right on the head.
I just know myself.
All right, so you were born an MPDG, probably die an MPDG. Do you have a belief system that there's anything that necessarily disqualifies you from being an MPDG? Is there one defining?
No, because I feel like there are even, like, Christian, like, evangelical
kind really? Of
I think so.
I could see that.
It's just anyone.
Horse girls are the Christian equivalent.
Horse girls creep me out.
Did you not know horse girls?
What's that?
They're really into, lived on a horse farm and know how to ride horses. And
they're really
about
into
horses.
Like the Pioneer Woman. They probably have a blog now about their 5 kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What else?
There can definitely be like in the religious realm.
Yeah,
pixie
I think
girls
any
for sure.
Woman that's there to show a guy just how wonderful life can be is trapped into that kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
You think they're, like, just trying to delude themselves into, like, I didn't make bad choices.
Right, yeah.
So you say that MPDGs exist in, like, conservative Christian circles. You think it's a strictly American thing? Or American European? Is it a white thing?
I'd say it's a white
thing. Okay.
No? Well, I don't know.
Do you think MPDG can exist in other, like, cultures and ethnicities?
I feel like, well, I already said anime, so I guess in Japan.
Okay, yeah, that's a perfect example.
North America, definitely. Yeah, it's probably a white
thing. And Japanese.
Yeah.
Exclusive Japanese thing. It's not something I've really given a lot of thought about as to how it sort of trends.
I think if you're in a culture that allows whimsy.
Oh, that's a really good point. So not a lot of Chinese MPDGs.
Yeah, like if you're in a
If the country has
zone,
tolerance for whimsical thought.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Then maybe.
And behavior.
Right. So, yeah, so, like, Germany and, like, Scandinavia is, like, MPDGs, like, all day. Like,
oh,
you're
yeah.
just going to have, like, elves and dwarves and, like, people with little wooden pointy
the
shoes
thorns.
Dancing around. So definitely not the Middle East.
No.
Probably not most of Sub-Saharan Africa or really Northern Saharan Africa. So there's nothing you would say that specifically as a characteristic would say, like, you can't be an MPDG because you this or that. Like, you think there's far more, like, things that make you that than things that don't make you that. Does that make sense?
No.
So, like, yeah. So, like, if you were, like, really, really, like, you had a shitload of money, could you still be an MPDG? Or, like, if you were really, like, hyper cleanly and, like, germophobic, could you be an MPDG?
I think germophobic, definitely, because that would be a quirk.
Mm-hmm. So it's anything that sort of sits outside, like, were you really hyper-focused on something or sits outside sort of, like, social norms?
Like, yeah, Natalie Portman's character in Garden State.
She had epilepsy.
Yeah, she has epilepsy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's got to wear a funny helmet, but it's still quirky.
Yeah.
Sickness can definitely be, because then you need to be protected by the man.
Mm, that's true. I never thought of these. These are all things I've never. I need to watch more film because I don't watch film. And
oh, wait, that's another
know.
One on there. Understands all of your obscure references.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm full of movie references.
Oh, definitely.
That's it. I don't watch enough film. Like, I think it was BJ was here. And she would, like, say something about, like, this was my favorite movie when I was 5. And I'm like, it's not a Cats movie. And she would be like, no, it's, like, a horror movie. And I'm like, I don't know movies. And then finally at one point she's like, do you know what The Penis Game is? And I was like, I do know what that is. Because that was, like, the only thing I'd ever heard of in, like, all the stuff she had said that night. I'm trying to think what else I would put on here. I could definitely say Burst in Tears at Grocery Store. Because I definitely remember there was Chicago was playing at one point when I was in the yogurt section, and it was very sad. Have you heard this podcast? There we go. Have you heard this podcast?
Have you heard this podcast?
Is a space.
It'll change your life.
So, have you heard this podcast? Probably because you're listening to it right now. But that is an that is a space. I have 7 fruit snacks on my board, and none of them are making a bingo right now, though. So I don't think
I picked the wrong order.
I'm actually not a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, I don't think. Well, we'll see. We still have time to figure it out. So does anyone else in your family have these characteristics of being like MPDG?
My little brother, in his own sort of masculine way, does.
Do you just have one sibling?
Just one sibling.
Okay.
But I do think that to be that way, that you probably need a parent that was a little off kilter.
Yeah.
Like, you can only cultivate this if you're trying to, not escape,
mm-hmm.
but whimsy and cuteness kind of comes from creating a fake personality because you have to deal with something else.
Right. Do you think there was a specific parent that attributed to that for you guys?
This is just going to turn into the complaint about your mother.
Oh, it's all right. Believe me, this is, yeah. If Jim was like, I'm going to get on the couch. And I was like, cool, you don't even have to pay a copay. You can just start talking about it.
No.
Well, you were saying, like, one, it would have to come from one of your parents to sort of be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you don't think in your particular case, either of your parents were really the ones that sort of. So it just kind of came from nowhere, you think?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's a curse. Passed down generations.
So you didn't have, like, aunts or uncles or grandparents that were
No,
that?
Okay. my family's pretty boring across the board.
Okay.
Just normal white people doing white people stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for me and my brother.
Yeah.
But my brother might be my fault. I don't know.
Was he, like, were you guys pretty tight growing up?
He is 5 years younger than me, so it was a little bit of an age difference. But, yeah, we definitely had to rely on each other.
Okay. You said 5 years
yes.
age difference? Okay.
So I was the cool college sister okay. telling him about cool bands.
Okay. So you guys were pretty close then.
Yeah.
You guys
once we grew up.
Okay. That's cool. Did you fight a lot when you were kids?
I beat the shit out of him.
Me too! I beat the shit out of my brother.
All the time.
Yep.
Did you beat the shit out of your brothers, Deej?
Yeah, but... I mean, I didn't beat the shit out of them, but I always was the one who got away with hitting them.
Okay.
Mm.
Like, I would pelt my brother, and then he would pelt me back, and that's right when my dad would, like, turn around and look. He would just stop the car in the middle of the street.
What? That's the rule in NFL or whatever.
I didn't do anything.
Like, don't hit back, because that's the one the ref always sees. Like, yeah. You just don't. Just let it go. Yeah, no, I used to beat the shit out of him, and my parents would warn me, like, he's younger, but he's gonna be bigger.
One day he's gonna be bigger than you.
And then I was like, fuck you, mom and dad. And then he was 13, and all of a sudden he, like, came out of his bedroom one morning, and he was 6'3". And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I never fucked with him again.
No, you gotta get them when they're young, so they're too scared of you to hit you once they're bigger than you. That's the trick.
But it's good that you still managed to have a good relationship with your brother. Yeah. Now, is that still maintained to this day? You guys are pretty close.
He lives in my basement, yes.
Oh, well then, yes. So, or no, depending on how long he's been living in your basement. So, how long has he been in your basement?
Less than a year.
Less than a year. Is it going pretty well?
Yeah, he plays video games and lives in the basement and, you know, pays me rent. So.
Okay, that's important. Nice. Does he
When he can.
Okay. Does he work or?
He's a Manic Pixie Dream Boy. And
there you go.
Works like 4 different seasonal jobs for each season.
Okay. Okay. So he's always got something going.
Yeah. Flaky, wishy-washy. That should be on the list.
Flaky. Yeah, it's
flaky. Flaky. I feel like that's such a problem nowadays.
Oh, it's my
like,
God. Cancels plans abruptly.
Oh, yeah. Pretty, flaky. There we
pretty
go.
Pretty flaky.
That's a really big issue I found. It's like, so even with tired. Friends of mine, and then I'm just like, just commit to me. Like, it's just one night. I'm not that bad.
Oh, I can't
bad.
Commit to anything.
Is that you? You can't commit to stuff? What is it that goes through your head when you try to, like, commit and then can't?
It's like, I can't bring myself, like, oh, I'm going to have to expend all this energy on being a pixie.
Like, it's something you feel obligated to do?
Maybe not obligated, but I definitely think when I present myself to new people that I meet, like, if I'm going out to a bar or meeting a friend's friends, everyone's got, like, that mask.
Mm-hmm.
And the mask is just, like, a hyper-focused kind.
Okay. So it's like you can't really just tune in and out like you could if you just stayed at home.
Yeah.
And you have to pour more energy and focus into having a conversation. And it does take up a lot of energy. And I think maybe most people have probably had that moment where it's like there's a social obligation that like you love the people that are at it and you do sometimes enjoy having
for
fun.
Sure.
But there's that initial like, until I get at least 4 drinks in me, I'm going to be just like pushing myself to be like.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'm just like, oh, I just am so tired. I can't like. Push myself to go out into this like social setting, but then once I'm there, I'm fine. I don't know if it's just psyching myself out or what.
No, I do. I mean, there's been so many nights, like I'm sure we've had a few where like we'll go out and I'm just like not really feeling it or I'm feeling tired, but I'm like, well, at least go get a nice meal. And then if it's like lame, then we can just head home. I think we had a night like this not too long ago, and then we ended up at a piano bar at like at midnight,
fun.
And these people were just like pouring us nonstop.
We had so much fun.
And we had a blast. And I came home just like destroyed. And Adam, my boyfriend, was just like, oh, okay. I thought you were going to be home at like 9. Like, and
what
like,
did she do?
Yeah.
I think that's a big part too, where no matter where you go, there's always going to be a party. I keep referring to it as like a curse. But, yeah, I think it's something that follows you. Like, you are the party.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go outside, you're going to end up drunk at a piano bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is that something you would look for? Like, is it just kind of depending on the night that's something you would enjoy versus something that you wouldn't be looking forward to? Is that the whole manic part? Like, there's a part
that's
wild, crazy
part.
Party, but then there's also, like, please get the fuck away from me.
Yeah,
be alone.
There's the going to the piano bar, and then there's the crying in the grocery store.
And then there's everything in between.
The spectrum.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crying jags.
Yeah.
The other side of manic.
When I started antidepressants like 6 years ago now, like I used to cry over everything. And now the only time, I swear to God, the only time I cry is when I'm getting my period. Because like I was literally on my phone on the way over here coming to get you. And I don't know if you guys follow Beth Stern on Instagram.
Oh, no.
So it's Howard Stern's wife, and she just fosters cats. Like, she has a
million. Her Instagram's amazing.
Kittens, cats. She owns, like, 6 cats. And right now she's fostering one cat. It's like a, like, they're baby-ish. Like, one's, like, 8 months and one's, like, 10 months. Do you want to change the thing? So she has right now this one like 10-month-old foster that has no eyes.
Oh, no!
And another foster that has one eye. And she posted a picture of the two of them sharing their dinner together.
Oh,
and I just felt it. Like I felt it coming on. I'm like, yep, must be getting my period because I'm getting ready to just be like, in the back of this Uber. And I'm just trying to hold it together. Like when we picked you up, I was just trying to fucking hold it together.
And then Sarah brought out our cat.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Oh
Holy
my
shit.
God. I'm surprised you didn't lose it.
Yeah, so I was already on like edge of crying from cats. And then, so last week I picked her up and her roommate stood in the window with their cat
waving
the paw, like waving her paw at me from the front door. And so I was like, oh my God. So I waved back and I thought it was the cutest thing. Tonight she comes walking out and Sarah's got the cat in her arms in the snow. And she like, so I rolled down the window and she's like, hi, Aunt Jess. And like, I'm sitting here like petting the cat through the like window of the Uber. And I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Yeah, I'm really actually surprised I didn't cry. I'm really proud of myself for not crying. Because that was.
Now that I have like a kitten, I always grew up with dogs. So I never understood like cat people. Like I had a hard time understanding them. But now that I have one.
I went the other way.
I was literally watching. Don't judge everyone. I was watching This Is Us.
No.
Now I had only cried or like kind of felt like crying twice already, like early on in the season. But it was like little, just like I feel
isn't
like I'm
that
cry.
Show just like the opposite of antidepressants, though. It's just there to make you cry.
I feel like that is the case for a lot of people. I don't really get that vibe from just myself, but whatever.
Doesn't own a TV on there?
Doesn't own a TV. I don't see that. I might have
removed that one, but that's one.
I just recently bought a television.
I don't really watch television. I just like listen to
music.
See,
I love television. Like, I would watch so much, like an unhealthy amount of TV. I just like, well, I watch television, but on my laptop. Okay. And I was just like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to get a TV. But yeah, I was watching an episode of This Is Us recently, and the thing, the trigger that almost got me to break down and lose it crying was a cat. And I'm sitting there just going, is this how it happens? Am I a cat mom now? Like, what? This is the saddest thing I've seen in a while, and it's a cat who didn't have any lines.
Well, and allegedly, like, cats have zombie, like, control brain worms. Thank have you. We talked about this?
Toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, toxoplasmosis, yes. So have you
heard? Total zombies. I have heard about it.
Yeah, so you can get it apparently when they scratch you. You can get it apparently, like, if they...
That's a litter. Very old wound.
She's showing us her arms, and they're just, like, not mutilated, but there's some definite war wounds
when
there.
We first got her, I was just covered, and I wasn't used to having a cat, so I'd be, like, changing, and I'd be like, oh, God,
there's a cat on me.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, these scratches are from a cat. I wasn't attacked by a monster in the middle of the night.
So, yeah, like from their litter or from their scratches, there's like a parasitic worm called toxoplasm, and the whole condition's called toxoplasmosis. The idea is that the parasitic worm, and there's actually substantial evidence for this. I actually tried to do it in one of my early stand-up sets, and it doesn't really land.
It didn't fly. People were
talking about this worm. I just default to this fucking 20s lady every time.
You default to like a 1920s like journalist.
Why do I do it? Had you heard the news? Extra, extra. I don't know what's happening. This has gotten out of control.
Oh, but the worm. That's why pregnant women can't be around.
Yeah. Yes, like exactly. Cats, really. Exactly, exactly. And that's the thing. They control your brain. And there's actually substantial evidence that shows, like, they've already found evidence that the worm controls rats' brains, because that's the whole reason cats have it, is when they poop.
It attracts all the
rats will eat that, and then they'll get the worm,
go to the cat.
And then when the worm gets in their brain, the worm will be like, hey, go hang out with the cat. And the rat will be like, cool. And then it'll go over and the rat's
my friend.
Yeah, and the cat will just like, ow. And then it just the whole cycle repeats. Yeah. So they think with humans, it's one of those things that's why, like, you and I are insane about our cats. Like, we cry about cats, and we're just like, those are our babies, and bringing him out in the snow to say hi to Aunt Jess.
I'm laying in bed, falling asleep, taking pictures of her, like, sleeping next to me, like, oh,
he's just so cute.
A million cat pictures. I know, and then, like, you're, like, very much with the Pomeranian. Like, it's pretty much the same way.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I found Fonzie. Yesterday, I saw a picture of a Pomeranian, and I could remember what my dog smelled like.
Yep.
I was at work, and I was just like, oh, that looks like a... I think I smell my dog.
Yes! Okay, have you done this yet? Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. I in my head, I'm like, this is probably really weird and creepy. So it makes me feel so much better. It's like, my pet, what they smell like, totally makes you so normal. Happy. And like,
I think it's just like having a baby.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to have little humans that we can sniff, so we've
it's
got
It's weird. Like, my dog
balls.
That I grew up with, who passed away a few years ago, I could still
what she
remember
smells like.
What she smells like. Yeah.
Yeah, so Smeef. So for those of you who, the one person that's probably listening to this thinking it was some other podcast,
but you've made it this far.
But you've made it this far.
Oops.
You will be enlightened to hear about my cat Smithers, aka Smeef, throughout the tenure of this podcast going forward. But Smeef, because she is a Persian, has a smashed face and the smushy face.
Love those smush faces.
Tends to make their eyes drain all down through their faces, and then their eye goo gets into their smush.
Can't do eye boogers.
And she has what's arguably very stinky breath as a result of it. But it just, I can't explain it. It just makes me so happy when I smell it. I'm just
that
like,
that is the same way I feel
breath.
About Fonzie.
And it's insane. It's an insane thing.
Well, also the snore, it's like the sound effect with that face. It's just like, have whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, just
when
take
my
it.
Dog snores, I'm just like, oh, it's the cutest thing. Look at the little baby sleeping.
Oh,
and then
oh,
when
yeah.
my husband snores, I'm like, kick, get the fuck
punch.
Out of here.
There was literally a moment not but two nights ago where both cats were sleeping on top of us. So all four of us were in bed. Both cats and my boyfriend were simultaneously just snoring, like, to beat the band. And
that
I wanted to be
so,
so mad, but it was hysterical because they were all just like... just like dead. And I'm like, this is just funny.
Please
like,
tell really... me you had your phone on you.
Well, and that was the thing. I couldn't reach it because I was like, I had people and cats piled on top of me. And then it was pitch black. So I was like, the only thing I can really hope for is good audio. The thing with Smeef is it's kind of like cheating because she's just always snoring. Like you can't like literally like her
just
nose.
Just when she breathes.
She loves to lay on your head too. So the best part is that when she's on your head, not even asleep, you'll be trying to watch TV and she'll like her face will be in your ear and you'll just hear
We need a podcast that's just talking about cats.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure it exists, but cats probably not as fun as this. Cats I've met. I hit that pussy.
No.
Just another cat.
Pet. Yeah, no. And then I have to talk about Chloe, too, because I've had her forever and I love her. And she's not as sweet as Smithers, but she's weathered.
She's very lovable.
I found her outside when she was 8 months old, and she was like the size of a kitten, even though she was 8 months old. And she had pneumonia, and I brought her inside.
No.
Gave her lots of drugs and nursed her back to health. She's my original OG baby. I love her very much. But she's kind of feral, so she can be kind of an asshole sometimes. hopefully that is no one has tuned out now that they've been tired of stop listening. Oh, what are we looking at now? Oh, is this the MPDG list?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of all of them.
Oh, my.
So all the ones. So who gets to decide if someone's an MPDG?
So these are all examples of
those
manic
are all
pixies.
Examples. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
No, I'm agreeing. Yeah. And I actually identified a lot with that because it was this woman in New York who was like trying to be fancy, but really she was like from the sticks and she was like married to this yokel. And like, I was never married to a yokel, but like, it's just like, I relate to that so much.
So Holly Golightly.
Yes.
From Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Original.
Definitely, I can see that. I'm kind of questioning Maria Von Trapp.
No.
To an extent.
Yeah.
She taught him about time, love and freedom.
She twirls through a meadow singing.
She does.
Yeah, I guess I can give you that, actually. Because we really know nothing about her
story.
She made
clothes out of
curtains. Besides the fact that she's a nun. Or wanting
she
to
didn't
be a nun.
She wanted to be a nun, but she wasn't nun-like. She was just too much of an MPDG to...
She was too into the
God.
To be in a nun.
Yeah. Wow, this is like a really long list.
It's all movies I like. Oh, no.
On the bingo list, I could mark bright, unnatural hair color, but I can't anymore, so...
I know, I could mark that one, too. I mean,
I think we all had blue hair at the same time.
Oh, yeah? That's funny. Blue... I don't know who Jenny Holzer is.
Oh. She is an artist who only does pictures of words.
Okay.
Just put into, like, very stark font on paper.
Stark.
And it's a little depressing, but it's something that I've noticed that other girls that I've met that are like me will be like, I love her.
It just speaks to them.
It's just like,
I feel like
love won't save you kind of
is
stuff.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Amazing. Yeah, this is one of my favorites. It's just a big sign. Protect me from what I want.
Is that, I'm guessing that's Photoshop's.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's
real?
Actually, yeah.
That sounds really overdramatic to me.
Oh, it
that's
is.
That's your MPDG.
Right.
Or hyper animated.
Yeah. Everything to the max.
Oh, this was fun. We should probably wrap this up. I want to thank our guest, Tracy McFace.
Ooh, thank you.
Talk about her MPDG hood. You don't have anything. I do have her come out. She's actually just started up in comedy. And I do have her come out to the Avenue Tab House.
Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Sometimes I blow it.
I think she's, the thing is, I think much like busting one's hymen, one must bomb in order to officially achieve, I don't know, enlightenment. So I think that she is now good to go because she's had her.
Oh, let me tell you the best part about that.
Yeah, please do.
One of the sad bar rats at Avenue was my middle school crush. And I think that's what it was. I think I saw this guy and I was like.
And he just got thrown off.
I'll fucking prove it to you. You're sad in a bar. I'm going to do some jokes to people who like me.
That's amazing.
And it just, no.
And then it just spiraled.
It just, oh no, I don't remember anything.
It's not, it's, the thing is, that wasn't even bad. It's bad, it doesn't get bad until you have like a mental breakdown.
I did get laughs.
Yeah, and that's it. You got laughs. It wasn't like complete silence. So I think it's when it's complete silence devolves into just yelling about like.
Crying in random places.
Crying, yelling. I haven't seen too many full-on breakdowns. What I do see is a lot of people go up there thinking like,
this is easy and everyone can do it, which
I haven't seen any breakdowns like when I've come to see you do comedy, but there's been times where you can sense that the comedian is just like, really? Like, there's no one here, and the people who are here aren't laughing. I'm pissed off now.
Yeah.
And they, like, lash out.
It's right, like, right, random right. person.
Like, I saw someone get real you. Offended.
Yeah.
And, like throw their drink and, like, storm out. When I
at one of my shows?
Yeah.
What? Threw the drink? Like, threw it where?
Like, she, like, dumped it on the ground. Like, she was pissed.
Oh, was it the one with the short black hair?
I don't short black hair? Remember it being
so there
short.
Was a woman that used to sit at the end of the bar, and she was there, like, it was funny. She was there so much that my friend Tim, who hosts trivia there on Mondays, or used to, knew she was because she was there on Monday, too, getting completely wasted. And she hasn't shown up in probably 6 weeks because between the fact that my comics would just hand her ass every time she started heckling and the fact that one of the bartenders there got fed up with her hackling. Like, because I think for a while they just let her go because she was a regular and she paid her tab and she tipped or whatever the fuck.
I think this girl did heckle.
Yeah, she would regularly
I don't
heckle.
Remember her having short hair, but then she was called. She was called like a name, and then she got really pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Fuck, well, anyways, comedy.
Yeah, so you can find Tracy McFace out of the Avenue Tap House probably sometimes. Once a month. I try to book her.
You can see me at the library. If you want to book.
Yeah, library. MPDG! Where else are you going to find them? Other than maybe, like, I don't know, fucking Cold Stone Creamery? I don't know. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, now that there are no more record stores.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. See, I'm so out of touch with what the kids are doing this week. Geej, where can we find you on social media?
I am on Instagram at g.g.chick.
I am at EpicFaul, EpicFaul, on the Twitter and the Instagram. You can also find me at Avenue Tap House every Sunday at 7 p.m., sans angry heckler woman going forward. you can also thank your eyes, or your eyes can thank OK Pants, at OK Pants on the Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everywhere as far as I know. He made our beautiful Babadook-like logo.
Love that Babadook.
Which we need to talk more about. You almost won as Babadook for Halloween, didn't you, Tracy?
I almost did.
When is someone's default setting going to be the Babadook?
I know. like I'm going to put out an APB. Like, who's default? Who here relates to Babadook? Please call me ASAP.
Who hides in the closet and scares children?
I just love, like, the memes where it's just like, I'm gay! Just like,
slam the largest LGBT symbol that there's ever been.
Yeah, that's good shit. I was really sad at Pride. I did not see any one. Babadooks this year.
No dramatic person in a top hat. I'm really disappointed.
I didn't see any Babadooks at Halloween either. I think I saw one Babadook.
Such a disappointment.
Yeah, oh, what the fuck, people?
We're changing that next year.
I couldn't get any context this time.
I want to thank Pete Milk, Milky Way Recordings, for making us sound awesome and editing the parts where we don't sound awesome. Above Below Entertainment, El Hardano Diablo, and Lousy Weather Media. We always usually end with a sound effect. What's a good MPDG like thing for a sound effect?
Can it just be the Smiths?
Can it be, we just start singing. What's a Smith song we all know that we can just sing? Like, please, please, please.
Yeah, just anything from 500 Days of Summer.
We should all just start singing random Smith songs.
I can't even think of one off.
And then there's
a double-decker bus
crashes into us. To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die.
It's also a very painful way to die.
Is it?
I would think if I got hit by a double-decker bus.
It does not sound heavenly.
I'm just making up words because I'm super high.
Oh.
You know Morrissey. Same thing.
Do you know any Morrissey, Geej?
No.
No.
I am not just a manic pixie dream girl.
Even though you filled out the board.
End of story.
This sounded rather anticlimactic. Okay, love you. Bye.